This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Italy, to Genoa, to Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation, the Italian economy recovering from the pandemic, recovering from the Russian attack on Ukraine and the cutoff of natural gas and other energy sources from Russia. How is the Italian economy responding? There's news that the German economy is in recession. There's news that the United Kingdom economy is in recession. Lorenzo, a good day to you. What can we say of the Italian economy now? There was bright hope when we came out of the pandemic. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Well, I don't want to be a bit ironic. It seems to me that Italy is a sort of happy islands. Well, happy islands maybe is too much, but just to tell you that we are expecting to grow again. But unfortunately, the growth rate is a pretty much reduced. I mean, yesterday, Mr. Gentiloni, who is one of the commissioners, former Italian prime minister, made, let's say, the press conference to announce the new estimation made by the European Union regarding the growth across Europe. And Italy is doing better than the other European countries, like those that you quoted, Germany and so on. But the growth is 0.7%, less than the estimation of our Italian government. The net result of such a situation is confirmed by data, and the next will be that Italy needs to recover something like 10 billion euro in order to maintain, let's say, the benchmark of economics as we have agreed with the European Union. But let me tell you, and this is the positive news, that whenever I go around Italy, I'm talking about Genoa, Milan and Rome, I see that the situation, economically speaking, just watching the people at the bar, in the restaurants, going around, even during the weekend, seems pretty good.
We move from the economy overall to the question that dominates conversations in all of the European Union, immigration, migration. You will recall that Italy is the closest you can reach from the coasts of North Africa, especially Tunisia, Lampedusa, an island that's abutting Sicily. Overwhelming numbers flowed in 22 and 23. However, there's a plan in place, and it's now moving towards approval, to take the arriving migrants who are applying for sanctuary to the EU to Albania, to hold them in Albania while their pleas are heard. How is that project going forward, Lorenzo?
Well, the project is moving ahead. Let me tell you that last week the upper chamber of our parliament approved the agreement signed with Albania. If you remember, a couple of weeks ago, last week, I said that even the Supreme Court in Albania approved the agreement. Now the latest step to make the agreement in execution is the approval of the Albanian parliament. I think this is, in my opinion, an innovative way to manage migrants. But let me tell you that the number in the first 2 months, or let's say in the first 1 month and a half, are showing that Italy, being a sort of a migrants hub, most of them stay in Italy, but other try to reach France, Germany, Scandinavian countries, and so on, has been drastically reduced compared to same period of 2023 and also 2022. So I wouldn't say, but very likely the activities done by Giorgia Meloni in terms of talks and new agreement with the North African countries is maybe working now. And so migrants are less than in the past.
And I mentioned that Albania is not the same as shipping them off far away, like the United Kingdom talks about Rwanda. The prime minister and her party traveled across the waterways, Adriatic, to have lunch in Albania. It's a very attractive country that's working very hard to improve its lot. And in the summertime, it's a choice of Italians to vacation there and not in Italy. Is that correct, Lorenzo?
Correct, John. We spoke about it during the summer season last year. Albania is a very nice country. They have a beautiful resort on the coast, which, by the way, is the coast on the facing side of Adriatic, facing to the Italian coast. The climate is perfect. It's very green, plenty of water. And last but not least, I would say the majority of the Albanians speaks a very good Italian. So at the very end, to go to Albania, I mean, Italian going to Albania, to a certain extent, it's like to go to a region that more or less is similar to some of our southern region.
And the prime minister has acted upon the immigration problem in a way that is way ahead of what Olaf Scholz has been able to manage in Germany or Rishi Sunak has been able to manage in the United Kingdom. The chief burden on Italy was the migrants. It recommends Giorgia Meloni. We move to another tense political conversation. This is about a formal inquiry of how the Italian government conducted itself during COVID-19. The opposition that was in power at the time objected to this. Is the investigation going forward?
Yes, John, there is an investigation going forward. But if I may express an opinion, a personal opinion, is a waste of time. I mean, I remember pretty well at the time of the pandemic coming out of the blue, closing the shutdown of everything across Italy, just listening the noise of the ambulance. I don't know how to say in English the tone of the ambulance bringing a lot of patients to the hospital. There is such an inquiry that, in my opinion, is a sort also of political fight between those that are today at the government and those that were at that time at the government and today are at the opposition. There was already, few months ago, a statement made by the court of Bergamo. Don't forget that the pandemic started from that town, which, let's say, said there is no way to go on with the inquiry. That was the result of a very sudden, dramatic situation. And so the decision taken at that time were decision also dictated by the, let's say, urgency. So in my opinion, it will be an inquiry that will never go anywhere.
Farmers protesting in Berlin, stopping traffic. Farmers protesting in Paris, threatening again to protest in Paris. Farmers in Rome, what is the situation for them?
Well, yesterday there was a protest in Rome. If I remember, 1,500 farmers were there with their tractors. Today there were still presidium of the principal square of Rome with the tractors, at least in Foursquare. I think they are right to a certain extent, because I know very well the situation of the price of their product that doesn't cover the cost. And in my opinion, they are asking to be helped in order to, let's say, avoid some of the imposition made by the European Union, but try to avoid also an unfair competition importing agricultural product from countries that are outside the EU and they don't have the restriction that are imposed to our agricultural value chain.
Lorenzo Fiore in the beautiful city of Genoa in Italy. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.